Hello, this is Jill Pasternak. Welcome to Crossover, the program that explores the universal language, music. Music from the pen of Alfred Schnittke, from his Suite in Olden Style, we heard the ballet, performed by our guest today, Duo Gazzana. We have two rather unique guests today, the Duo Gazzana, two sisters, Natasha, violinist, and Raffaella, pianist. Welcome to Crossover, both of you.
Thank you.
Hi, thank you.
What an exciting album, and what a surprise. I wonder if you have had that reaction from anyone else.
Yes, of course. We had very good reviews, especially at the moment in Europe. The record just came out now in America, I think, a couple of days ago.
Yes.
And we are here. We had a concert, and we are doing some promotion work for the record. And it seems that people like it a lot.
I must say, were they surprised? Because when I saw the written material and it said Schnittke and Alla Piccolo and so on, I said, uh-oh, you know, it's very contemporary. And then here and we start to listen to it and it's not that at all. Can you describe what happened here?
Yes, actually was the main purpose of the album was to propose contemporary composer looking back to the past. Yes, but and of course it was possible also with the label we are recording with, the prestigious ECM, that is very much attentive to contemporary music and also music that is not so often played.
Yes, they're very adventurous, I would say.
Yes, yes. And that's particular really from them. And we appreciate a lot the fact that we could actually record this kind of repertoire that we like to present to the public, because it's not, as you said, I mean, it's looked like something really complicated, but our purpose was really to choose music that in a way you can easily listen to.
Well, it certainly was. When I saw Schnittke on there, I said, uh-oh, you know. And we started listening, and it was sweet in the old style. Was he being a little sarcastic in saying, well, I fooled you, you know. I mean, I'm doing something that you'll really understand.
Yes, if you compare with the music that he wrote before or even with the violin and piano sonata, it's very different piece. And it's very nice. And even when we listened to this piece the first time performed by our teacher Bruno Canino and Isaac Perlman,
yes,
we were very surprised and we enjoyed to listen to, and we wanted, of course, to study. And this piece you can play also with the harpsichord, and that shows that Schnittke wanted really to write something that reminded to the past, and the of course the early form of the suite,
sure,
which is a particular suite because you can find the last movement is a pantomime, so it's something between suite, dance, and I think it's very nice, and it's also based on the movie soundtracks that he wrote in 1970. patentee for Klimov, Russian Soviet filmmaker.
I see. I had no idea that he had done film music before.
Yes, a lot. And the violinist Lubowski asked him to transcript this piece for violin and piano. And in the film, the movies we watched that are very, very interesting to understand the music also and interpretation.
We've just heard the fugue from the Suite in Olden Style by Alfred Schnittke, performed by the duo Gatsana. So what happens, when you promote this album? What are you saying that's new? Why bother if it's the Suite in the Old Style and it's by Schnittke and that's the surprise, and then you listen to it and you say, so ho-hum, why?
You know, people are often frightened by contemporary music. So we wanted to show that there is still something melodic and very nice to listen to. So that was our aim.
I understand that, but I wondered why it was necessary to prove that for this contemporary composer.
It was not to prove something, because these authors, are very, very good composers. They don't need our help to be. But we have a lot of problems, for example, to propose in Italy some contemporary repertoire. And so, in a way, it was just to tell people it's not scary. Just listen to it and...
You would see.
Well, that's exactly what happened. I have to say that to you. And we are exposed to a great deal of music here at the station and a lot of contemporary music, and we support it very much. But when I saw it, I said, I don't know if we can really put this on crossover, because I don't know if people will accept it. And there you were, charming and delightful and beautifully played. So I guess that you're sick and tired of answering that question, but that's exactly what you accomplished. Now, you are very, very well trained. You were both educated in Rome at university.
Yes, yes. We are both graduated, Raffaella in musicology and I in visual arts. We are curious person. We always look to other kinds of things apart music. I think it's important for...
It helps our playing.
Yeah.
Yes, and of course, it's good to be rounded. I mean, you have studied with some marvelous people.
Yeah.
That really is... attests to the fact that you are able to play so well that they want to be involved with you. So I think that's proof.
We are very grateful to the person we met, the great teacher like Ruggero Ricci.
Oh, yes.
From Beauty Menu in Brunogan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Piera Moyalli in France and in Switzerland. Yeah.
Music now from the pen of the contemporary English composer Sir William Walton. Here is his Toccata for Violin and Piano, performed by the duo Gatsana.
Thank you.
we've just heard the Toccata for Violin and Piano, composed in 1922 by Sir William Walton, performed by the duo Gazzana, Natasha Gazzana Violin and Raffaella Gazzana Piano. Is this the first of several albums, or it's really the second album that you did? I know you had, this is a series that brings both the 20th and 21st centuries music together. Are you again telling the world that, you know, don't make a decision or a judgment before you hear what we're going to play for you?
Well, actually, we think also it's very important. I mean, we live in our century that is very hectic, and we are all very active people. And we think it's a kind of duty for a musician also to bring to the public not only composers like Beethoven of the tradition. Of course, you must feel that the tradition is going on through our century, just seen in a very different way. I mean, with different eyes. And
I think also it's a privilege to work with live composers. We met Silvestre in Berlin 2 years ago. It was great to speak about the music directly with the composer.
Where do you think it's going, the contemporary music? I mean, we go through phases here every few years.
It's difficult to know. Yes.
Maybe what we consider contemporary now is already old hat, as we say.
It has always been the same. Also, when Kreutzer's sonata was performed, it was ugly to listen to. So,
that's right. Yeah. Well, I guess it goes on and on. Art is like that. You're exploring all the time, but you are surprising people when they look at the album and they say, "Oh, I don't know. You know, will I really enjoy this?" But your technique is so beautiful. It's so excellently done. Hear now the Sonata for Violin and Piano by Francis Poulenc, performed by our guest today, the duo Gazzana. We just heard the Sonata for Violin and Piano by Francis Poulenc, performed by the duo Gazzana.
Poulenc dedicated the sonata to the poet, the Andalusian poet, Federico García Lorca.
Yes.
The second movement was inspired by one of his lines, the guitar, qui fait pleurer les songes. And so it has, it's very beautiful, this movement. If you think about this sonata was written during the Second World War, so you can really feel the vibrant and the rude also aspect of this period in the first and third movement, Presto Tragico, and in the middle you have just this oasis, and with the kind of reminiscence of also of the guitar. Sound of the guitar, inspired by the line of García Lorca.
So when you decided to choose the repertoire once again, where did you start from? I mean, you started with, was Schnittke the first one that you wanted to explore his, you know, compositions that were not for theater?
We built this program according also, let's say we always played also in our recital this music. So we found a common line between these composers, and that's the reason why we chose this program.
Can you tell me, or tell the audience, really, what is the, it's a program called La Sapienza in the University in Rome. What is that, actually? What does that consist of, to study?
You mean the studies we did
the
in
studies,
La Sapienza?
Yes.
La Sapienza is one of the most important, well-known university in Rome. And what we did is studies in literature, Italian literature, with a specialization in musicology mm-hmm. from Raffaella and visual art for Natasha.
So it's all the arts, right?
Yes.
And so instead of, I mean, normally if you are a musician, you go to a conservatory and you specialize, of course, in music and that's it. But this, of course, gives you the rounding out of all of the arts, I guess. And it's probably something to be very proud of that you went there.
Yes, I can say we are, because it was difficult to do both the thing at the same time, because it was very hard. But we are happy because it's important to have a glance to other things, and also this can make the difference in the interpretation of the music also.
And that is a wonderful thing to hear from a musician, because a musician myself in former years before this, I would say that many people are single-minded when they are studying music. And this, of course, opens up a whole other world of art to you. And, of course, your interpretation and understanding of the music that you're playing is affected by this. And it's really something that you would be involved and care about this, because many musicians are very single-minded when they go to conservatories.
Unfortunately, yes. Also in Italy it's like that. And it's a pity because, yes, you need to know other things. And even if you study many, many hours and you are excellent in techniques, when you reach a level, you have the difference is made by the other things, I think.
Yes, well, of course, that's what it's all about. I think it's understanding and being able to perform on a very profound level, far beyond just a technical one.
Yeah.
You have done some wonderful things, and in your performances have been really praised for that. You performed for the Prince of Wales at one point, didn't you?
Yes, we did. Was actually in the foundation, Walton Foundation in Italy, where Lady Walton was living. Lady Walton was the widow of this composer.
William Walton, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and for the anniversary of Walton, we played in the presence of Prince Charles from England. We were very proud to be there with him, and we really enjoyed also some talking with him afterwards, because he made a lot of very interesting questions about what we played, and I guess he's an amateur. He plays a bit cello, and he was doing a lot of question about bowings and things like that. Mm-hmm. We were really surprised.
Well, that's great. I mean, well, he's very artistically inclined, I think. Anyway,
yes.
I think. And then, of course, you also played in Kyoto. That's really something. Tell us how was the music received there?
We were in Japan as guest of the state of Japan, as ambassador of Florence. Florence is a twin city with Kyoto from many years.
And really?
Next year will
really?
Be,
that's interesting.
Yes, 50 years next year, so a great relation. And Raffaella can speak about that, because she's very fond of Japan, everything about.
Well, tell us a little bit about that, Raffaella.
Yeah, actually, I like a lot of literature from Japan. I study also a bit Japanese. And there we had a great experience. And after that, actually, we get to know music from Japan. And especially, for example, Takemitsu that we play,
yes.
Distance the Fae that we play in our first record, comes from there, from our first trip to Japan, where we will go back also in the fall. In October we are supposed to play several concerts in Tokyo and in other cities.
It's Kyoto. Very, very different music, of course, the Japanese music. is a whole other concept. But again, there is a tremendous dialogue going on, you know, with the Western world and the Eastern world. So I think that's it's kind of it's great. I mean, we're learning from them and they're learning from us, although they'll stick to what they like, I think.
No, it's great.
Yes. Yeah. Well, this is so exciting. What do you have a plan for another album soon?
We hope so. Yeah. Actually, we have just finished this, and but of course we will hope to have other occasion to record for ECM. It's such a great label, and just also the meeting with Manfred Eicher was something really special for us, and we were introduced also to jazz that we normally wouldn't listen to. And
well, that's going to affect you, I think. You're going to get involved with that because it's really quite phenomenal jazz.
Yes, yes. We were very happy also. Tonight, I think we are going in New York to the Village Vanguard.
Okay. Well, you picked the right place to go.
Yeah.
Well, it's a delight speaking with you, and I hope that you come through again with a surprising album. As I said, one doesn't know what one's going to listen to when one opens up this lovely, lovely album, and you hear these marvelous performances. So bravo, and thank you so much for giving us your time, and keep us posted upon the next release, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Take care. Bye. We've been speaking with the duo Gatsana, two sisters, Natasha, violinist, and Rafaela, pianist, about their newest release on the ECM label, with works of composers Francis Poulenc, William Walton, Luigi Dalla Piccola, Alfred Schnittke, and Valentin Silvestrov. I'm Jill Pasternak. Until next time.
For a second listen to selected Crossover interviews, visit WRTI.org. Crossover was produced by Jill Pasternak in the studios of WRTI Philadelphia for the WRTI Radio Network. This is Joe Hattie, Crossover's technical producer. Crossover is syndicated nationally by Global Media Group Incorporated. Thanks for listening.